It has been 4 days since anyone has been found alive. CBS's Nydia Cavazos is in Kerr County.
Brian Christenberry's search and rescue team has assisted in the recovery of 17 bodies. He keeps the families in mind while digging through mountains of debris along the Guadalupe River.
You know, I've had a lot of people come up to me that have lost their children and their loved ones and thanked me, and it's hard to even hear that because they have closure, but we haven't pulled anybody out alive yet, and that's tough.
President Trump and the First Lady will be visiting the devastated area on Friday to survey the damage. Donations have poured in from around the world. Volunteers say they'll be here to help as long as there are those in need.
Taking place in and near Ruidoso, New Mexico earlier today was a flash flood emergency with multiple rescues. Caitlin Carpenter looked out her back window to see a home being washed away.
Oh, no.
The village of Ruidoso says there have been 3 injuries, but no confirmed fatalities, and they still have search and rescue crews in the field. The Supreme Court clears the way for President Trump to move forward with mass layoffs of federal workers. CBS's Ed O'Keefe with more.
They lifted a block against the Trump administration's plan to lay off potentially hundreds of thousands of employees across 19 agencies, including the Agriculture Department, the Social Security Administration, and the CDC. Now, importantly, the ruling doesn't mean anyone at those agencies is on the verge of losing their job immediately, but it does give the president permission to start making plans to do so. But we know we're definitely going to face even more legal challenges.
Someone is using AI to pretend to be Secretary of State Marco Rubio. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce.
The department takes seriously its responsibility to safeguard its information and continuously takes steps to improve the department's cybersecurity posture to prevent future incidents.
The imposter or imposters have contacted at least 3 foreign ministers, a U.S. governor, and a member of Congress. Passengers nationwide are no longer required to take off their shoes when going through airport security. This traveler responding,
I am super stoked to no longer have to take off shoes. And my wife is going to be super stoked to no longer take off shoes as well. So that's going to be a cool thing.
Trash and tension mount in Philadelphia on day 8 of a worker strike. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. With insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
A New York City man with a progressive brain disorder has turned to stand-up comedy for relief.
72-year-old Larry Lawrence was diagnosed with Lewy body dementia, which can include cognitive decline and movement disorders. Doctors told him staying socially and creatively active can help, so he became a stand-up comic.
Because my adrenaline and excitement and the crowd keep me going.
He likes to make fun of himself, like the turkey waddle under his neck.
This turkey hunting season I've been shot at.
Lawrence says the audience's laughter is his medicine.
I've done a lot of shows. 150, 200 shows. I got 6 laughs.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
CBS News has learned that Mike Waltz, the President Trump's nominee for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, is expected to appear before senators next week for his confirmation hearing. Waltz vacated the post of National Security Advisor in May after he came under scrutiny for his role in putting together a signal chat in which a journalist was mistakenly included. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Heavy showers and thunderstorms out there will come to an end as we'll see a partly to mostly cloudy sky, a light breeze in the overnight as morning lows drop to the middle and upper 60s. On your Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 73.
WRJN.
nothing happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Everyone. News, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior Helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, Senior Helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Truth, no one could look as good as you.
I guess I'll go on home. It's late. There'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Call me. yes, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The wills of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see. Down I'm going, put a little music in my day. Wouldn't be
happiest dancer of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. My ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're a drown. Let them say your hair's too long, 'cause I don't care. With you I can't be wrong. Then put your
news, timeless hits here on WRJN, your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
WRJN.
she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Natural as can be, a singing. We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo. We're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo. Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Together nearly every single day singing.
Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-dum.
Oh, we're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-dum.
Well, I'm hers.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime.
Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
We'll sing it to
me. Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
Oh, yeah.
Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
Without you in my life, everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before, but you brighten up all my days with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The death toll from flash floods in Texas is now at least 110, and many more are missing. CBS's Nydia Cavazos is in Kerrville.
The latest update now includes 161 people who are missing, and this includes people from Camp Mystic, but people who were not necessarily registered with the camp. They were not staying at a hotel, but whose family members have reached out, and they are looking for answers.
And Kerr County officials are now saying they proposed creating a more robust flood warning system, but members of the public objected to the cost. As if they don't have enough problems, residents